Is the border safe or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One of the reasons Arizona now requires police to check the immigration status of people they stop is that illegal immigrants cause trouble. They're not just trespassing, they make the place unsafe. A dozen members of Congress from both parties recently wrote the president stating that violence near the Mexican border, quote, continues to increase at an alarming rate. Well, the Associated Press decided to find out just how alarming the violence is, and so they filed a Freedom of Information request for the data on border crime so they could put together an eye-popping article about just how bad it is. And they got the data, which showed that compared to regular cops, being a Border Patrol agent is a walk in the park. The figures show that last year, 3% of Border Patrol agents were assaulted, mostly by rocks being tossed at them, whereas in comparison, during the same period, police officers and sheriff's deputies were assaulted at almost four times that rate. Except they weren't assaulted with rocks, they were generally assaulted with guns or knives. Well, Dave, you say maybe that's because the bad guys just run past the border guards and into the cities. Good point. FBI reports that in 2009, violent crime in Arizona declined. In fact, in Arizona's border counties, the ones right next to Mexico, violent crimes have dropped more than 30% over the past 20 years. And of the nation's 25 largest cities, the FBI reports that one of the largest drops in crime last year, down 17%, was in Phoenix. This is why we all hate statistics. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.